गुरुरेव गतिर् गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो सर्वेभ्यः राम राम राम। नमस्काराः। मनोज महोदयः प्रेषितवान् वा?
एकनिमिषं भोः प्रेषयामि इदानीम्। एकनिमिषं भोः।
व्योम लिंग्विस्टिक लैब्स फाउंडेशन तथा गीत गोविंद संस्कृत संघ द्वारा प्रचलिष्यमाण ऑनलाइन श्लोका क्लास फॉर चिल्ड्रन इति नाम्ना क्रियमाण एषा कक्षा गत षड्वा सप्तवा कक्षासु तत्र मनोज महोदयाः चालितवन्तः। तेभ्यः अत्यन्तं धन्यवादाः। प्रथमतया ते अतीव सम्यक् सुललिततया तत्र कक्षां चालितवन्तः इति अन्यैः अस्माभिः श्रुतम्। वाम् वेल्कम् टु आल् फार् द क्लास्। मनोज सर् इस् जस्ट् ट्रैङ्ग् टु शेर् द स्क्रीन्। मीन् वैल् वाट् वि विल् डू इस् वि विल् टेल् द श्लोकास् टुगेदर्। वि विल् स्टार्ट् द प्रार्थना श्लोकास् सर्वे मिलित्वा।
प्रेषितवान्, कृपया एकवारं पश्यतु। जीमेल् मध्ये प्रेषितवान्, व्योमा लैब्स आईडी मध्ये एव प्रेषितवान्।
प्रेषितवान् वा?
अहं शेर्
अस्माकं तत्र अस्माकं स्क्रीन् दृश्यते वा? द्रष्टुं शक्यते वा महोदय?
न दृश्यते।
न दृश्यते वा?
किमर्थम् इत्युक्ते तत्र शो स्क्रीन् इति अस्ति, परन्तु
एकं कार्यं करोमि। इदानीं भवन्तं प्रेसेण्टर् कृतवान्, भवान् कृपया शेर् इदानीं कुर्वन्तु।
कृतवान्। आगच्छन् अस्ति वा?
आगतम् आगतम्। अतीव सम्यक् आगतम्।
अस्तु,
साक्षात् श्लोकं प्रति गच्छन्तु।
आमां, डीप् इन्हेल् डीप् एक्सेल्। संयुक्तं नित्यं ध्यायन्ति योगिनः कामदं मोक्षदं चैव ओंकाराय नमो नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुः साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरो मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो कार्तस्वरनिभदेहः कीर्तनमात्रेण दूतसकलाघः आर्तस्वरजनशरणम् मूर्तदयारूपगुरुवरेण्यो व्यात् सदात्मध्याननिरतम् विषयेभ्यः परान्मुखम् नौमि शास्त्रेषु निष्णातम् चन्द्रशेखरभारतीम् विवेकिनम् महाप्रज्ञम् धैर्यौदार्यक्षमानिधिम् सदापि नवपूर्वन्तम् विद्यातीर्थगुरुम् भजे अज्ञानाम् जाह्नवीतीर्थम् विद्यातीर्थम् विवेकिनाम् सर्वेषाम् सुखदम् तीर्थम् भारतीतीर्थमाश्रये विद्याविनयसम्पन्नम् वीतरागम् विवेकिनम् वन्दे वेदान्ततत्त्वज्ञम् विधुशेखरभारतीम् शुक्लाम्बरधरम् विष्णुम् शशिवर्णम् चतुर्भुजम् प्रसन्नवदनम् ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये अगजानन पद्मार्गम् गजानन महर्निशम् अनेकदन्तम् भक्तानाम् एकदन्तमुपास्महे वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय कोटिसूर्यसमप्रभा अविघ्नम् कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा वागीशाद्याः सुमनसः सर्वार्थानामुपक्रमे यम् नत्वा कृतकृत्या स्युः तम् नमामि गजाननम् सरस्वति नमस्तुभ्यम् वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भम् करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा नमस्ते शारदे देवि काश्मीरपुरवासिनि त्वामहम् प्रार्थये नित्यम् विद्याम् बुद्धिम् च देहि मे या देवी सर्वभूतेषु बुद्धिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये हरलीलावताराय शङ्कराय महौजसे कैवल्यकलनाकल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेधसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः हयग्रीव हयग्रीव हयग्रीवेति यो वदेत् तस्य निःसरते वाणी जह्नुकन्या प्रभागवत् असाध्यसाधकस्वामिन् असाध्यम् तव किं वद रामदूतदया सिन्धो मत्कार्यम् साधय प्रभो विना वेङ्कटेशम् ननाथो ननाथ सदा वेङ्कटेशम् स्मरामि स्मरामि हरे वेङ्कटेश प्रसीद प्रसीद प्रियं वेङ्कटेश प्रयच्छ प्रयच्छ राम 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 सर्वेभ्यः इदानीं लेट्स नाउ स्टार्ट द रिविजन वी हैव ऑलरेडी स्टार्ट वी हैव ऑलरेडी थॉट आई हैव ओनली वन श्लोक व्हिच इज रिमेनिंग I think we can, you know, somebody can volunteer to start the practice. They can raise their hands and they can, you know, start. Okay, Gayatri Agarwal. We have Gayatri Agarwal. Gayatri Agarwal, can you start the first sloka, Shariram Surupam?
शरीरं सुरूपं तथा वा कलत्रं यशश्चारुचित्रं धनं मेरुतुल्यं मनश्चिन्नलग्नं गुरुरं धृपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्।
Yeah, thank you so much. Gopika, next, I think we should go to the next shloka. Can you start Kalatram Dhanam?
Kalatram Dhanam Putra Pautradi Sarvam Griham Bandhava Sarvam Etaddi Jatam Manaschena Lagnam Guru Ranghi Padme ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्।
ओके वी हैव विनय
पॉइंट विद मनश्चेन लग्नम। लग्नम इज जस्ट अल्प प्राण। आफ्टर दैट गुरु रंघ्री इज महाप्राण। मनश्चेन लग्नम गुरु रंघ्री पद्मे। वेरी गुड गोपिका, वेल सेड बोथ गायत्री एंड गोपिका। कंटिन्यू सर।
Thank you so much, Gayatri and Gopika. Let's go to Vinay. Vinay, you can start the next shloka, Shadangadi Vedo.
Shadangadi Vedo Mukhe Shastra Vidya Kavitva Rigajyam Tupajyam Karoti Manasena Lagnam Guru Ravili Padme Tatakkim 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 Tatakkim.
Thank you so much. It was very nice. It was very sweet. Thank you so much. Okay. I think I need more volunteers here. Devi Umashankar. Yeah, Devi Umashankar, can you just start Videshe Shumanya?
Videshe Shumanya Svadeshe Shudhanya Sadachara Viteshu Matto Nachanya Manaschena Lagnam गुरो रंग्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्।
Thank you so much Devi Umashankar. Okay, so I think I need some more. This one, Aditi Atreya Adyan Srinivas, anyone for the next shloka, please raise their hands. Kshama Mandale, quickly. Okay, let's go to Vaishnavi. She said, okay, and we are going to Vaishnavi. Okay, do we have anybody else?
Vaishnavi.
Samandale Bhupa Bhupala Vrindaihi Sada Sevitam Yasya Padala Vrindam Anaschena Lagnam Guru Ranghi Padme Tatah Kim Tatah Kim Tatah Kim Tatah Kim.
Okay, thank you so much Vaishnavi. Okay, Aditi Atreya, can you start Yasho Megatam?
Yeah.
Yasho Megatam Dikshu Dana Pratapat.
मनश्चेन्न
लग्नं गुरोरं घृपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्।
Okay, anyone else, please volunteer. Gopika, can you? Okay, anyone else? Jyotika, do you have Jyotika? Jyotika, na hoge nahi hoge. Yeah, I will teach you. You can say this. That's not a problem. Jyotika, please go ahead. Na hoge nahi hoge.
Na bhoge na yoge.
Na bhoge na yoge na vavadi rajo.
Na bhoge na yoge na vavadi rajo.
Na kanta mukhe naiva.
Na kanta mukhe naiva.
नकान्तामुखेनैव वित्तेषु चित्तम्
वित्तेषु चित्तम्
मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे
मनश्चेन लग्नं गुरुरङ्घ्रिपद्मे
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jyotika. I want, please, others, please participate and, you know, say the shloka. Okay, I will start the new shloka today. You can repeat with me. Who can repeat with me? Gopika, can you please repeat with me? Yeah. Okay, Gopika. Yeah, please repeat with me. I think you're self-muted, Gopika.
Aranyenava.
Two times.
Aranyenava.
Swasya gehena karye.
Swasya gehena karye. Swasya gehena karye.
Nadehe mano.
Nadehe mano. Nadehe mano.
Vartate me tvanadhyaye.
Vartate me tvanadhyaye. Can you repeat? Sorry.
Vartate.
Vartate.
Me
vartate.
Me tvanadhyaye.
Me tvanadhyaye. Me tvanadhyaye.
There is a small typo, Gopika. It is me tvanarghye. It is gha. Even in English, it will be tvanarghye. G-H-Y-E, it will be tvanarghye, anarghye. Yeah.
Me tvanarghye.
Me tvanarghye.
Arghye. Me tvanarghye.
Me tvanarghye.
Very good. Na dehe mano vartate me tvanarghye.
Na dehe mano vartate me tvanarghye.
Me tvanarghye.
Me tvanarghye.
Manaschena
lagnam gurorangri padme tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim.
Thank you so much. I think we should go to the next part of the this one, Krishna Leela. Sir, I'm sorry, I did not put any guesses today. Vishwanath sir, you can take over and then ask them for the guesses, and so that they can, you can give them hint and they can guess something.
Okay. So I have to give hint, Ilya, Manoj sir.
Ha sir.
Okay. So. This is one leela where we can see Krishna like Shiva. So Shiva is known for Shiva Tandava.
Oh.
Here Krishna, based on this leela, will be known for his dash.
Oh, we have already seen Gopika raising her hand. Okay, Gopika, any guesses? You're self-muted, Gopika. Okay. Devi Umashankar, any guesses?
Kalinga Nagaram.
Very correct. Very nice. Very nice. Correct. Okay, I think we can go with it. Go ahead with the story. Krishna sir, over to you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, in Vrindavan, lot of leela have been done by Krishna along with the Gopikas and along with the Gopa Vrindas who are there. The next important leela is a very, very significant leela in our life. First, we will go through the story and we will see what is the significance of that leela in our life also. So, there is a big pond in Vrindavan. And in that pond, nobody dares to go near that pond. When somebody tries to go near that pond, they get dizzy and they fall down there itself. So people are very afraid of that pond. And once Krishna and his friends are actually playing, and then as they are playing with the kanduka, that is a ball, one of the gopa vrindas who are there, they actually throw the ball and it actually falls, goes and falls into the pond. Now, you all of us know, when we are playing a game and one of our ball or something is fallen, we put all our efforts and we go and try to get that ball or that kandukaha, we try to get it, and we have to continue our game because that is very important for us. Now, this boy, one of the boy goes, he doesn't return at all. Second boy goes, and like this, the entire team goes, and they all fall into that pond, and they are all fully unconscious. Then Krishna comes to that place, just looks at the place, at the pond, and then gets to know that there is some visha jantu, some poisonous serpent or poisonous snake is there here, which is making the entire water so poisonous that even a few meters away from that pond, the sasya, the atmosphere has become poisonous, and therefore people who come near there are falling unconscious. So Krishna, what he does, he sees that there is a small tree, a tree branch, which actually the pond is there below, and there is a tree, and one of the branch actually comes over that pond in such a way that if you jump from that branch, you will directly fall into the center of that pond. So Krishna climbs that tree slowly. He goes to that branch of the tree. He stands there. And like how we all do in the swimming, we do a diving, right? So he also stands there near the branch and takes a deep breath and jumps, dives into the pool, actually, into the pond. He goes down deep inside the pond, and then he sees everywhere, and it is very dark actually inside the pond. And then slowly what happens, there is a serpent which is called as Kaliyaha or Kalingaha. Both, there are two versions, we will take it as Kaliyaha. So there is a very dark, it is very dark inside the pond, and then there is a small serpent which is slowly trying to come near Krishna and trying to attack. First of all, that Kaliyaha, he is very surprised that somebody has been able to even come inside the pond when that the serpent's poisonous the serpent's poison is so much spread across in the water, and even a few meters away from the pond, there is a small kid who has actually come inside the pond. He is very surprised. But then still, what he does is he tries to go near the kid and tries to actually bite him or even catch him and eat him off. But then Krishna, as we all know, cannot be caught by anyone through yukti or shakti, but we can catch Krishna only by bhakti. That is the greatness of Lord Krishna. So when he comes with all his power, shakti, and with all his intelligence, yukti, he comes and tries somewhere. On to the left he comes, then to the right he comes, he tries to come and catch Krishna. Krishna just immediately goes on top of the pond. And this Kaliya also, which has the five hood, there are five head for this Kaliya. It is a five-headed serpent, Kaliya. And he also comes out of that pond and tries to catch Krishna. At that time, Krishna just jumps on his head and stands there. He stands on the head of Kaliya. Suddenly, Kaliya, what he does, he lifts his tail and tries to catch hold of Krishna. But Krishna also, with his left hand, he catches the tail of Krishna, of Kaliya, with the left hand, and he just starts putting the all the pressure of his foot on the head of Kaliya. Kaliya is fully pressurized and he is not able to move much. What he does, Krishna has put his leg on one of the head. Then Kaliya tries to lift the other head. Then again, Krishna, what he does, he puts his head on the other head. Then like this, they keep on playing for some time. And then Kaliya becomes fully tired with Krishna just placing his head on each of the, placing his foot on each of the head whenever Kaliya raises it. And the other hand, he is tightly holding the tale of Kaliya. After some time, at this juncture, there are a lot of beautiful poems and Kavya Rasaswada which people have experienced this. In Narayaniyam, we see the Kalinganarthanam beautifully described. Also, we have a kavi called Uthukkadu Venkata Subbayyar. He is a Mahan, very great kavi. He has described this entire Kalinganarthanam. So, the story goes like Uthukkadu Venkata Subbayyar, he actually got the vision of Kalinganarthanam in front of him and he saw Krishna dancing in front of Krishna dancing on Kaliya in front of him as if it was happening live. And based on that, he puts lot of jatis and composes the song on Kalinganarthanam, which is very, very famous song. So like this, lot of kavis and lot of great people, bhaktas, bhagavatas, have enjoyed this Kalinganarthanam. And then through that, what happens in the story? Krishna fully subdues this Kaliya and he holds him tight and is about to kill him actually. At that time, what happens? The Nagapatnis who are there, they come around that place. Nagapatni are the wives of Kaliya. They all come and pray to Lord Krishna. Oh Krishna, please spare our husband. He by nature is a serpent. Therefore, he was very poisonous. But then we know we should not harm your bhaktas or devotees. We should be quiet. We are very, very sorry. That is what they say, very sorry to Krishna. And then Krishna is always Karunya Murti. If somebody, whatever mistake they have done, if they have done lot of mistakes in the past, like how Kaliya had done at that time, because people, the wives of Kaliya said sorry, he is fully filled with compassion. And he says, okay, I will now spare you. But then you should not be here around anywhere. Because this is a residential place where people are coming and taking water from this place. You should go away somewhere. At that time, Kaliya says, Krishna, Krishna, you know what? Your Vahana, Garuda is there, right? He always comes and tries to catch me. And this place was actually cursed by a rishi. And Garuda was forbidden from coming, prohibited from coming to this place. Therefore, I had taken refuge here. If I go to some other place, Garuda will come and catch and eat me. What shall I do, O Krishna? That is how Kaliya asks. Then Krishna tells, he laughs and tells, my dear Kaliya, now that I have kept my Kamala Charanam on your head, my feet, both the feet on your head, all the Shankareka, Chakrareka, which was there on my Padam, has been embedded on your head also. Seeing this, Garuda will never come and trouble you. So you can go freely somewhere where people are not affected by you and stay with your wives. So based on this, Kaliya and the wives, they all go away. And as they go away, and since the water was touched by Lord Krishna, the water also becomes pure and free from all poison. And based on, and since that water also became like this, very pure, the Gopa Brindas also, who had fallen unconscious, they also felt as if some nectar sprinkling had happened on them, and they also got up. By then, what had happened, all the, some of the friends had gone to Vrindavan and had got all the Gopa, Vasudeva, that is Nanda Gopa, Yashoda, and all of them, they had got them saying that Krishna has actually jumped into the pond. They had also come and they were also watching this Krishna Leela with lot of astonishment. They were also fully purified by this. So it says, those who listen to this story of Kalinganarthanam will always be Vishatthilendulum Vidalai, Vishayatthilendulum Vidalai. It means, that is what in Tamil they say, it means we are liberated from all poisons. And we are liberated from this materialistic world also. So lastly, the significance of Kaliya is, Kaliya represents the five senses. The five head of Kaliya represents the five senses. And he represents that ego or ahankaram within each of us actually. So whenever Krishna or somebody subdues one head, the other head starts. like this it always happens, the play, our ahankara and our kama krodha and all these anger, everything keeps coming again and again. Then with Krishna pada on us, Krishna's feet on us, only then slowly all this gets subdued, and by Krishna bhakti we can win over our senses and we can get his full kripa kataksha, his compassion, and we can also be liberated from any poisonous thoughts in our mind, and we can also be liberated from this materialistic world. This is the story of Kalinga Nartanam in a very brief manner. Open to our children for moral of the story. Okay, Gopika is there.
Sure, thank you. Gopika,
yeah.
Size doesn't matter in showing how much strength we have.
Excellent. Size does not matter in showing how much strength. Krishna was a small baby, around 5 to 7 years he was there, but Kaliya was a big monstrous serpent actually. So size does not matter. Thank you, Gopika. Gayatri.
We should not hurt others.
We should not hurt others. Very simple but beautiful principle in life. The whole dharma stands on that. We should never hurt others. Thank you, Gayatri. Okay. Sarvesh Kishore.
Surrender to God to keep yourself pure.
Surrender yourself to God to keep yourself pure. Manoj Morya, Bhavan likhati va tatra morals? Okay, surrender yourself to God so that we become pure. Thank you, Sarvesh. Very nice. Okay, any other moral?
No, I am not seeing any hands raised here. Okay, then. I want more and more participations here. We have more than 20. We have only seen 3 morals. I don't know. Please be active while you are on air. Please ensure that you are all participating in this. So I think.
Vijay Shri Vaidyanathan, you are self muted. I'm trying to unmute you. Kindly unmute yourself and please answer. Vijay Shri Vaidyanathan.
You should have complete surrender to Krishna.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Shri Samhita.
See, you know it. See it. You know Vishnu, sir.
Shri Samhita, tell.
You must be nice to others.
Yeah.
You must be nice to others.
You must be nice to others. Very correct. Beautiful. Thank you, Samhita. And now, Jyotika.
You should be always humble over confidence.
You should always be humble and not be overconfident. Thank you, Jyotika. Soumya. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you be brave, God will protect you.
If you be nice, God will be?
Will protect you.
God will protect you. Perfect. If you be nice, God will protect you. Excellent. Thank you, Soumya. Okay, who else? Sanghvi Ganesh.
Sanghvi is
You should be helpful to your friends.
You should be helpful to your friends. Very good. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I think all of us have got a chance. All of us have been
I
able
think
to.
We have Adyant also here. Adyant.
God always forgives us even if we are. Yeah.
God always forgives us even if we make mistakes. If we are with okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for all your participation. Samhita, Samhita also has raised her hands. Samhita, please go ahead, yeah.
She's told already, I think.
Oh, she's done, is that okay?
Done, she's done.
Okay, so I think it's game time now. Let's go to the games. So, so today's game is we are learning colors. So, Vishwanath sir, are you going to play it? Play that?
Yeah. Are you able to see the screen?
Yeah, yeah. We are able to.
Okay. So now we go back for
the I think the screen went off like before.
Was
no.
It?
Yeah. Let me share it one.
Are you able to see now? Okay, you are sharing it. Okay. The audio is not coming, sir.
Audio is not coming because of the reason I am on my this one. Sir, can you share? Yeah. I am on my earphone, that's why the audio is not coming.
Okay. So let me share it, sir.
Yeah, please, yeah. Okay. Can I change the presenter? You are the presenter. Raktaha. Raktaha. Shvetaha.
Haritaha.
Can you increase the volume a bit, please? Haritaha.
Shukaharitaha.
Shukaharitaha. Krishnaha.
Krishnaha.
Dhusaraha.
Dhusaraha.
Neelaha.
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 Kapishaha.
Kapishaha.
Kashayaha.
Kashayaha.
Patalaha.
Patalah.
Nilalohitah.
Nilalohitah.
Gagananidah.
Gagananidah. Okay. Quite a simple list actually. So now
the number of words are also less. Yeah.
No, they're also less. So we'll quickly go to the game actually. The Abhyasah. Okay. So choose the fourth word. So kakaha equal to, there is a color there. So I would request whoever is telling answer to finish that. Kakaha equal to, tell that color in Sanskrit. Then say hamsaha equal to what. Okay. We go by one. We start from Aditi.
Yes.
Kakaha is dash. What is the color there?
Krishnaha.
Krishnaha. Therefore, hamsaha equal to?
Shvetaha.
Shvetaha. Ah. Excellent. Thank you, Aditi. Next, Devi Umashankar. Kadali phalam equal to dash. Narangaha equal to dash. So what is the color of kadali phalam?
Kashayaha.
Narangaha kashayaha pashyamaha. Kadali phalam tasya varnaha kaha. What is the color of?
Pita.
Very good, very good. Pita. Okay, now let me try kashayaha here. Kashayaha saffron. Beautiful. Narangaha, we get kashayaha. Okay, thank you. Now Gayatri. Akashah dash, Mrittika dash. Akashah, which is this color?
Gagana Neelaha.
Okay, Gagana Neelaha, beautiful. Mrittika is what?
Kapishaha.
Kapishaha, okay. So, mud is brown in color. Okay, very good. Beautiful. Now, Gopika.
Haritam is Haritaha. Nah. And Shukha is Shukha Haritaha.
Absolutely. So, when you go to the dress shop, you say, I want parrot green. So, Shukha Haritaha. Okay, very good. Thank you, Gopi. Next is Dhusaraha. This is a color only. Palangaha. Anyways, that is the one which is left out. So, I will take it, which is Raktaha, red. Okay. Now we go to the second Abhyasa. Okay. Match the following. So, we have the colors. Very, very simple. And we have to match the name which is there next to it. So, I'll start with Vinay Ghati.
Harita.
Haritaha. Beautiful. Thank you. Haritaha. Okay. Next, Vijayashri Vaidyanathan. Second one.
Second one.
Raktaha.
Raktaha. Beautiful.
Raktaha. Beautiful.
Okay. Vaishnavi Shashikantha. Shashikantaha. Okay. You are on self-mute, Vaishnavi.
Aha.
Huh?
Krishnaha.
Krishnaha. Beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Vaishnavi. Then we go to Saumya, the one below Haritaha. Kitaha, very good, super. Next, Sarvesh Kishore.
Dusaraha.
Dusaraha, very good. This is grey. Dhundala. So, last one anyways, all of us know, is Neelaha. Sometimes you may get a small doubt. You may get a small doubt that sometimes what is happening, people say Neelaha, they use Neelaha for black also, they use Neelaha for blue also. Which one is correct, sir? You will ask. So, depending on the situation, so it is dark blue which goes towards black actually. Neela Megha Shyamaha. Krishna's name itself is Neela Megha Shyamaha. So, when he is already called Krishna, he is in the color of dark clouds. Neela Megha Shyama Varnaha. And similarly, when you go to Shaneshchara Swami temple, Shanehi Charati Shaneshchara, when you on Saturdays, for example, today is Saturday, when you go to the Shaneshchara temple, then you will see one shloka written there. Neelanjana Samabhasam Raviputram Yamagrajam Chaya Martanda Sambhutam Tamnamami Shaneshcharam. So Neelanjana Samabhasam. Neelanjanam. Anjanam is the kajal which we put on the eyes, near the eyes actually. So kajal, Neela like the kajal. So it also refers to dark blue or black. So it is interchangeably used. That is allowed. Okay. Now we go to the next exercise. Pick the odd word out. Okay, let us see who is going to help us. Okay, Devi. Hamsa Krishna Phalakam Kakaha Tilakaha. Tilaha. Which one is out? Odd one out. Huh?
Tilaha.
Why, my dear?
Hamsaha, Hamsaha.
Okay, why Hamsaha, my dear?
Because Hamsaha is white.
Huh? And all the other three are?
Black.
Excellent. Krishna Palakam is our blackboard where we write Kakaha Tilaha. Both of us know, all of us know Kakaha is crow and Tilaha is til seed from which we get oil. So that is the til seed. Okay. Thank you, Devi. Very nice. Okay. We go to the next one. Aditi.
Yes.
Kundaha, Shiram, Chandraha, kadali phalam. What which kadali is phalam. The kadali, kadali phalam. Are, very good, very good. So kunda, kshiram, chandraha, all are which color?
White.
White color. And kadali phalam is pita varnam. Okay. Next we go to Gayatri. Keva phalam vartulakam palangaha shimbi. This we have finished in the previous class, so we should know this. There is one which is of a different color that we have to identify. Seba phalam. What is seba phalam, Gayatri?
Apple.
Apple. So we know the color of apple. Next, vartulakam. What is vartulakam? It is vartulam, round actually. And this we learn from shakani. In vegetables, we have vartulakam versus tomato. Okay. Next, palangaha. Palangaha is? Who can tell what is palangaha? Who remembers from the previous class? Adyant. Yes, palangaha is what?
Blood.
Oh, blood, blood color actually.
Beetroot.
Ah, okay. So palangaha, beetroot over. Now shimbi is what? Back to Gayatri. Shimbi is what? Shimbi is? Okay. Who can wait? Let us see who can help me with shimbi. So looks like all the three what we spoke was red in. No, shimbi is a different one. Can help me with what is shimbi and what color it is? Quickly, you should. Anybody wants to help? Shimbi, what is shimbi and what color it is? Okay, Gayatri. So, shimbi is the answer. Shimbi is beans. Shimbi, beans. Beans is what color, Gayatri?
Green.
Green.
Hari. So, Hari. The, yeah.
Absolutely. So, that is the Haritaha. So, therefore, it is green. Okay. Thank you, Gayatri. Next one. Fourth one. Who wants to support? Who wants to take up fourth one? Easy one. Madhukarkati phalam, Kashmira phalam, Dadima phalam, Vartulakam. Ah, very good. Vaishnavi.
Madhukarkati
phalam. Madhukarkati phalam. What is the color of Madhukarkati phalam? What it is?
Haritam.
Haritamma. Ah, okay. Outside it is haritam. Inside what color it is there?
Shvetam.
Okay. What is Madhukarkati phalam?
Cucumber.
No, my dear. Cucumber is urvarukam. Madhukarkati phalam ityukte kim matate? It is very good for health. And recently in one of the fever also, they prescribed the leaves of this tree for as a medicine. That is the hint I can give you. And it has small, small seeds inside. Lot of small seeds inside. And some people say it causes a little bit of heat also when you eat.
Bitter gourd.
No, bitter gourd is karavellaha. Madhukarkati is a phalam. It is papaya. Okay. Now, we'll see. Madhukarkati, we'll hold it there. Kashmira phalam is what? Kashmira phalam is?
Capsicum.
No, my dear. Kashmira phalam is seba phalam, apple. Dadima phalam is?
Pomegranate.
Perfect. Vartulakam we just told is?
Tomato.
Okay, what is the color? Kashmira palam, Dadima palam, Vartulakam, all these three?
Red.
Very good. And Madhukarkati palam, papaya is what color? When it becomes ripe, we will take that color. Huh?
Orange.
It becomes a little bit orange. Perfect. Kashayaha, saffron. Very good. Thank you, Vaishnavi. Okay, next. Vijayashri, we will go for this. Shimbi Urvarukam Bhindi Takam Moolakam. This is a good revision of our Shakani and Phalam also. So it is a very good exercise. Vijayashri, you are on self-mute. Okay. While Vijayashri comes to the next one, we'll take Adyant's help. Adyant, if you can please help us here.
Moolakam.
Moolakam is Moolakam. Correct. What are the other three?
It's Phalam. Shimbi.
Shimbi.
What is that?
Shimbi is. Tell the name of the vegetable and what color it is. Beans and
beans.
Urvarukam. Urvarukam.
Urvarukam. Cucumber.
Cucumber. And what is the color?
Color. Color.
Green.
Haritaha.
Haritaha.
Perfect. Bindi takam.
Bindi takam.
Lady's finger.
Color.
Green.
Haritaha. So your answer is absolutely right. Mulakam. White. Very good. Beautiful. The game is over. Now over to Manoj for the next action.
Okay. Ratta pushpam anaya.
Anaya.
Raktapushpam
anaya.
Ganeshaya samarpaya.
Ganeshaya samarpaya.
Shvetapushpam anaya.
Shvetapushpam anaya.
Sharadayai arpaya.
Taradayai arpaya.
Neela pushpam ahara.
Neela pushpam ahara.
Narayanaya upahara.
Narayanaya upahara.
Suvarna pushpam ahara.
Suvarna pushpam ahara.
Sadashivaya upahara.
Sadashivaya upahara.
Rakta pushpam anaya.
Ganeshaya samarpaya.
Shveta pushpam anaya.
Sveta pushpam anaya.
Sharadayai arpaya.
Sharadayai arpaya.
Neela pushpam ahara.
Neela pushpam ahara.
Narayanaya upahara.
Narayanaya upahara.
Suvarna pushpam ahara.
Suvarna pushpam ahara.
Sadashivaya upahara.
Sadashivaya upahara.
Okay, can anyone please repeat with me once, or they can send? Okay, Aditi. Okay, Aditi, you can start. Yeah, or you can. Yeah, you can start. Suvarna pushpam. Sorry, Rakta Pushpam.
Rakta Pushpam.
You can sing if you know. Rakta Pushpam Anaya.
Rakta Pushpam Anaya. Rakta Pushpam Anaya.
Ganeshaya Samarpaya.
Ganeshaya Samarpaya. Ganeshaya Samarpaya.
Shweta Pushpam Anaya.
Shweta Pushpam Anaya. Shweta Pushpam Anaya.
Sharadayai Arpaya.
Sharadayai Arpaya. Sharadayai Arpaya.
Neela Pushpam Ahara.
Neela Pushpam Ahara. Neela Pushpam Ahara.
Narayanaya Upahara.
Narayanaya Upahara.
Narayanaya Upahara.
Narayanaya Upahara. Narayanaya Upahara.
Suvarna Pushpam Ahara.
Suvarna Pushpam Ahara. Suvarna Pushpam Ahara.
Sadashivaya Upahara.
Sadashivaya Upahara. Sadashivaya Upahara.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you play the audio of this, Vishwanath sir? I am unable to hear you. Looks like you are on mute. I am unable to hear you.
Yes, sir, just playing it now.
Okay. As you all know, this is available on the play.google.com stores, Play Store, the download app. You can download this via Play Store. Plus also we have it on store.cdbaby.com/cd/biomalabs. You guys can download it if not already downloaded. Enjoy the other rhymes also. And now it's time for the bhajan. I think okay. I will go ahead with this, and I can teach the other one later. Maybe Krishna Prem Mai. Again, once again, I will teach you. Janaki Kanta Smaranam.
Rama Rama.
Namah Parvati Pataye.
Harahara Mahadeva.
Gopika Jivana Smaranam.
Govinda Govinda
Sadguru Swaminah
Jai
Anjaneya Swaminah
Jai
Ramachandra ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುವೀರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಣಧೀರ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುವೀರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಣಧೀರ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುರಾಮ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಪರಂಧಾಮ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುರಾಮ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಪರಂಧಾಮ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಮಮ ಬಂಧೋ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ದಯಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಮಮ ಬಂಧೋ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ದಯಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುನಾಥ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುನಾಥ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುವೀರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಣಧೀರ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುವೀರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಣಧೀರ
ರಘುವೀರ
ರಣಧೀರ
ರಘುರಾಮ
ಪರಂಧಾಮ
ಮಮ ಬಂಧೋ
ದಯಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ
ರಘುನಾಥ
ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ
ರಣಧೀರ
ರಘುವೀರ
ಪರಂಧಾಮ
ರಘುರಾಮ
ದಯಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ
ಮಮ ಬಂಧೋ
ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ
ರಘುನಾಥ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುವೀರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಣಧೀರ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುವೀರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಣಧೀರ
ಜಾನಕೀಕಾಂತ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ
ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ದಶರಥನಂದನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ದಶರಥನಂದನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ದಯಾಸಾಗರ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ದಯಾಸಾಗರ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಪಶುಪತಿರಂಜನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಪಶುಪತಿರಂಜನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಪಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಪಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಸೇವಿತ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಸೇವಿತ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಮನೋಹರ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಮನೋಹರ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಸುಂದರ ವದನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಅತಿ ಸುಂದರ ವದನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ದಶರಥನಂದನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ದಶರಥನಂದನ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ದಯಾಸಾಗರ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ದಯಾಸಾಗರ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಜಾನಕೀಕಾಂತ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ
ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮಮಯಿ ರಾಧಾ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮಮಯಿ ರಾಧಾ
ರಾಧಾ ಪ್ರೇಮಮಯೋ ಹರಿಹಿ
ರಾಧಾ ಪ್ರೇಮಮಯೋ ಹರಿಹಿ
ಜೀವನೇ ನಿಧನೇ ನಿತ್ಯಂ
ಜೀವನೇ ನಿಧನೇ ನಿತ್ಯಂ
ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣೌ ಗತಿರ್ ಮಮ
ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣೌ ಗತಿರ್ ಮಮ
ನೀಲಾಂಬರಧರ ರಾಧಾ
ನೀಲಾಂಬರಧರ ರಾಧಾ
ದಿವ್ಯ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಧರೋ ಹರಿ
ದಿವ್ಯ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಧರೋ ಹರಿ
ಜೀವನೇ ನಿಧನೇ ನಿತ್ಯಂ
ಜೀವನೇ ನಿಧನೇ ನಿತ್ಯಂ
ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣೌ ಗತಿರ್ ಮಮ
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 ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಜೀವನ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ
ಗೋವಿಂದ
ಓಕೆ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಜಾಪ್ತಿ ಪರಿಪಾಲಯಂತ ನ್ಯಾಯೇನ ಮಾರ್ಗೇನ ಮಹಿಂ ಮಹಿಷಾ ಗೋಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣೇಭ್ಯ ಶುಭಮಸ್ತು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಲೋಕಾ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು लोकासमस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु लोकासमस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु राम 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 सर्वे बिहार थैंक यू ऑल फॉर अटेंडिंग द टुडे सेशन आई होप यू एंजॉयड द सेशन टुडे आवर नेक्स्ट सेशन इज ऑन 28th जुलाई 6:30 PM आईएसटी Please be all present 5 minutes before and please have more participation this time. We have seen more participation. I hope we will also will continue this participation going forward. Thank you all. Ram Ram Ram. Shubha Shubha Dinam.
Ram Ram Ram. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram
Ram
Ram Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram
Happy Guru Purnaha.
Ah, thank you, Tina.
Thank you, thank you. Happy Guru Purnaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
Thank you, Vijay Shri. Thank you.
Thank you, Vijay Shri. Thank you. Okay, Ram 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 Sarvebhyah.
Ram Ram.